Come hither, all you who to love never knew. Here's a ditty, both witty and wondrous true. Such a one that will make your sad hearts for to ache. When I tell ye what befell me for my true love's sake. I was a fair maid, and some beauty I had, which the young men came thronging to see, and were glad. But amongst all the rest, there was one I loved best, who with pain did obtain a large room in my breast. With more care and more pain than in sieges was chained, to my chamber through danger he constantly came, where he wasted the night in desiring he might. But at first I was cursed and rejected him quite. With a thousand more oaths, he heaved up the clothes with such strain that at length he in vain did oppose. But my affections within was as urgent as him, and with ardor did further his fatal design. When he had gained my warm fort, which so long he did court, he had leisure with pleasure to pause on the sport. By the oath of a kiss, he renewed his sweet bliss, and swore as before I should ever be his. But alas, how in vain does poor maidens complain, when the man has once ta'en what they wish for again. When their fair virgin's flower is gone out of their power, they may snatch but can't catch at one happy short hour. With that we both went to complete our content to the church, where with much satisfaction we spent all the time, whilst in bands the black man joined our hands. Whilst returning, both burning, he's quenched our flames. Thus maids may behold what it is to be bold, when in courting and sporting your sweethearts grow cold. A good sword in your hand will your affections command, whilst with sighing and crying unpitied you stand.